Paid to play. Video games are a popular pastime, but a select few are moving past the hobby stage to a full-time paid gamer position. Would you rather sit in an office for 9 hours a day or play non-stop for 14 hours until your eyes can't handle any more? While it sounds like a fantasy, a professional gamer's life is just as, if not more, hectic than your average stressful desk job. Much like any competitive environment, being a paid gamer is about being the best. Hours are long, and finding a team who pushes you and supports you, and vice versa, at the right moments is key. The team must practice every day of the year in order to ensure a good, if not the best, placement at tournaments around the world in order to make enough money to keep going. In China, teams often live together, and it's not considered a real practice unless all members are in the same room. In other countries, team and solo practice is important, as is polishing a public persona. Gamers must be accessible and likable, in addition to extremely good at what they do, in order to succeed. Professional gamers, most of whom are barely out of adolescence, must grow through the gaming stages as well. Graduating from the title of core gamer to hardcore gamer shows the continuance of one's loyalty to the game and gaming identity. Pro gamers are the next and final step. The elite and lucky ones who get to sleep, eat, and breathe gaming. These men, and very few women, compete around the world for cash prizes, looking to find sponsors and developing their brand, including having viewers pay to watch them practice, and building a social media presence. The non-serious gamers, like casual and retro gamers, are on the whole different. And make no mistake, they almost never aim for the perfection of the pros. The environment is stressful, of course, but the prizes and adrenaline rush of a live tournament make all the hard work, isolation, and sore arm muscles worth it. Paolo, a 20-year-old professional gamer, says the best part of the job is the international, the biggest and best live tournament. "I live for the audience's reaction," he says. "They bring up the excitement to a whole new level. And it's a great way to connect with fans and meet potential sponsors. There's a lot on the line. Plus, there's the obvious benefit." Paolo adds, "There's $10 million in prizes." Just how did Paolo end up a pro gamer? "I was recruited to a team that's been around for a while," he says. "That's the easiest way to get in on top. Otherwise, it's a lot of struggle to get recognized and rewarded." And rewarded they may be. Top earners can make more than $400,000 a year, not including endorsement deals. Money, and an adrenaline rush nothing else can match, are certainly hard to say no to. But what happens when it ends badly? Chin Pang, a 19-year-old pro from China, has experienced it all go south. "I signed a contract with a sponsor, and they kept promising bigger and bigger things," he explains. "But the deal was a lie, and they never delivered. And they tried to say I was to blame, and tried to take away my earnings." Chin Pang is currently in a legal battle with the company, which is making his practice seem meaningless. Sponsors exploiting young, excitable kids, and many of them are just kids, is a growing problem, and one that has yet to see a forceful pushback. Paolo also talks bluntly about the emotional cons. Your family doesn't get it, and your social life is as bad as it can be. Injuries are not uncommon either. One player was diagnosed with lateral epicondylitis, which was basically tennis elbow, bringing gaming that much closer to a real sport. While prize money goes a long way to soothe aching elbows, pro gaming, just like any job or sport, needs a long, hard look to see if it's the right career path. A career that boosts inherent strengths and improves weaknesses will strengthen the mind and soul, and can prize money buy that?